Hello, welcome to Frosto Talks. I'm your host, Frosto. Just an all-around regular guy trying to spread overwhelming positivity and help you look at the brighter side of things. Why, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Frosto Talks. I'm your host, Frosto. I wanted to start out by giving a special thank you to all of my listeners, viewers, friends, and followers. The ongoing support and feedback is beyond appreciated, and honestly has me more motivated than ever to continue giving you the best I can in content, information, and fun. To all the new listeners and followers, welcome. I hope you enjoy the show, and I hope I can help you in any way. Now, on today's episode of Frosto Talks, I wanted to talk about something that might come off a little controversial, and to some, a bit triggering. Understand, it is not my intent to come off insensitive, but merely an attempt to give you a different perspective and help you look at the brighter side of things. Piggybacking off last week's episode on accountability, live now on YouTube and all podcast platforms, I wanted to give you an example of how I apply and have applied the methods discussed last week to my own life. So, with that being said, let's roll right into it. Why I'm grateful for 2020. That's right. I said it. I know 2020 kicked us all in the dick. Some harder than others. But as we near the anniversary of the 2 weeks of flattening the curve, let's discuss some of the good that's come out of it. We can all agree that this didn't end up becoming the 28 days later walking dead we all feared it to be. But at the start, it was a little sketchy. So let's start there. The beginning. A year ago. Before terms like social distancing and mask up were the norm, we honestly took a lot for granted. Everything from visiting family out of state to simply dining in at restaurants. Before the lockdowns, how many of us were really ready? I mean, truly prepared. Well, I can tell you, based on that whole toilet paper fiasco, yeah, you remember. Not many were. My favorite expression is, you never have to get ready if you stay ready. And while I'm no John Rambo, I had some of the basics everyone should have. Without getting too detailed on this part, as I'd like to leave the meat and potatoes for another episode planned, being a gray man, I knew my family was set. God forbid shit really hit the fan. I knew we'd be better off than most. What I want to talk to you about today is the resilience. The resilience that we all had to apply to get through this past year. The creativity we all needed to develop for the simplest things like keeping our kids entertained to even having to create another form of income. Most importantly, let's not forget about the patience. The patience we all needed to exercise to get us through, well, almost everything. From Zoom meetings to waiting on the phone for unemployment for some, to that in-home learning. Parents, where you at? I swear to you, when my wife had to teach my son fractions, I thought I was going to come home to a bloodbath. But we did it. We persevered. We got through it together as a family. They say to truly appreciate beauty, you must also know what chaos looks like. One of my greatest idols, Tim Kennedy, Special Forces Army Ranger, veteran UFC fighter, and overall badass, always says he appreciates the beauty around him because he's seen the horrors of war. That not only makes him appreciate this country, but it doesn't allow him to take much for granted around him. I don't know about you, but 2020 made me think big guns upstairs and count my blessings for all the good I still had in my life. And it was no walk in the park either. Again, I know 2020 hit some of us harder than others, but if you made it out in one piece, you won bad motherfucker for it. So let's celebrate our victories. We lived and are living through right now history. When our kids are older, they'll be reading about the 10 years worth of what the fuck we survived in 2020. Now, with all that being said, one of the things I'm most thankful for in 2020 was exposing people's true characters. I often pride myself in being a man of the people, but when shit gets real, your circle is who you can count on. And, well, there's some of you out there I just wouldn't want in my foxhole. No disrespect, no hard feelings. It's just, if you lack the ability to adapt, you become a liability and not an asset. This is why it is so important to learn, research, and prepare. You can't expect others to take care of you and your family. Accountability, folks. You're going to hear it over and over. Who knows? Maybe that's why I was able to focus on the good when so many people were worried about the smallest things. I remember telling my son, who's a very aware and perceptive young man, "You see what's going on, right? You see how people are acting." He replied, "Yes, Dad." I tried to use even that moment as a learning experience to show him how important it is to be prepared. I pray to God that my children never have to experience what we did. But if they do, I'm confident they'll stay as cool as a cucumber because Dad taught them how to stay ready. All of this was possible for one reason, because of 2020. Because 2020 was the shit show that it was. And you want to know what's great about rock bottom? You can only go up from there, baby. So buck up, champ. Be grateful for the good that came out of 2020 in your life. And if you're one of those, "Well, what good could have possibly come from?" fill in the blank. You have worse problems than anything 2020 could have thrown at you. Because no matter the year, you have to live with that mindset. I promise you, if you focus on any good in your darkest moments, you'll prevail. You'll succeed. It'll be enough strength to get you through whatever you think is the worst possible thing happening to you right now. Because that's all it is. The worst thing happening right now. Follow me as I take a trip down memory lane and hope not to get too sidetracked. But there was this one time I may or may not have driven my car into a tree. For some reason, my first impulse was to book it, was to run. Now, once I left the scene of the accident, I then thought to myself, oh, it would be a great idea to call the police and report my car stolen. Allegedly. As you can imagine, that didn't work out too well. What I remember the most of this day was the phone call I made to my mom when I uttered the infamous words of my youth, "Mom, I fucked up." I remember that being the worst time of my life at the time. To bring this back full circle, there are moments in life when you could think back now and laugh because of how much you've grown, how much you've learned, how much you've overcome, because you are resilient. Don't you forget it. So let's look back at 2020 and be grateful for the lessons. And above all else, believe in yourself. Because I do. Till next time, folks. Hope you have a great day.